Now, mother and son sat on the steps of Sumantai's house. Bhau looked at his mother's face, withered by years of hardship. Those eyes used to have a glimmer, a special shine when they turned in his direction. Now, her face had the look of a useless, broken pot. Bhau's heart broke at that moment. He finally understood that those tired eyes, full of love and hope, meant everything to him. He realized that he had let his mother down. A good education had been the only goal that this poor, illiterate woman had had for her son. Sonabai finally got up, gave the little money that she had to Bhau, and quietly returned to the village. She did not turn back to bid him farewell as she left. So she did not see the look of determination on Bhau's face. That look spoke of the goal that Bhau had finally found for himself. Bhau found a place to live in a hostel for poor boys. He did not keep in touch with either his mother or his teacher for a few years. Once in a while, they got news that he was at college and was safe. Then 4 years later, on a hot summer day, as she was working in the field, someone came running towards Sonabai, waving a newspaper above his head. There was news that her son Bhau had stood first in the university examinations. Sonabai sat down and wept with joy. When he finally came home to meet his mother and teacher, the whole village celebrated. From then on, there were many celebrations to follow. There was no looking back. Bhau Gavande became a teacher, continued his higher education, and several years later went on to become the highest officer in the state education department.